1900s.
Would that, I have listed here that there was a fire in 1903 and a fire in 1913. Would it be as early as that?
Yes, it could have been.
Could have been, right. And then there was the Interlaken fire in 1971.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that that garage then burnt down. Who owned that garage?
Marsh McLean Senior.
And that was a place that you went to?
Yeah, we used to go down and get sodas.
Now, why does that stick in your memory?
I don't know. I find that little things...
Good.
And then I can associate. I'll have smells or taste. Look at something and it'll remind me of when I was a child and they'll say, gee, I forgot all about that. Mm-hmm. Things that recall, which I think is great because especially getting my age.
No, that's marvelous. I wish I had that facility. I don't have it. Is there anything else about that garage that you got? Are there any other memories of childhood that we haven't covered?
Well, this may sound weird to you, but as I told you before, when I was, we used to play, there was a Buzz Barton, which is George Jr., and there was Dick Barton, and there was Betty and McLean, who was Curtis, and Barbara and Rosabelle Medes, and we used to play, as I said, over in the cemetery, in Dolores, of course, and Rose and Dempsey, and so we were playing hide and seek, and over in the center of the cemetery is the Warner plot, and in that plot is a mother and a child buried together. The mother died at childbirth and the child also died. And it's always been my favorite spot. And I always, for years and years, and still do at this age, go over and read it and you know. But one day we were playing over there, hide and seek, and I was hiding behind one of the trees and I looked out and there was an angel standing on that tombstone. So I ran home, and that's all I can remember, but it was, and it was real.
To you, it was very
it
real.
Was
you
very heard, real.
You and did you notice how the angel was dressed, or?
Right, white wings. Yeah.
No, that's interesting. Very good.
And then there's another thing when I was young, Barbara and Millicent and Rosabelle, they were twins. They lived, I lived here and the cemetery's here and they lived right over there. And her grandfather lived in the front of the house. And my brother and I, Stubby, used to go over once in a while. We called him Pa Millis.
And Tom?
Pa.
Oh, Pa.
And he would eat peas with his knife. And we would go over every night to see if they were having peas so we could see him eat peas.
With a knife?
Yeah. It would roll, he'd roll them right down. I never saw anything like it around. We were fascinated by that. Sure. Now that's something that that we you never see nowadays. But he had it right down to perfection. And let's see, once in a while we used to go swimming in the Moore's Brook, but then they found out that it wasn't too healthy.
Where is it?
Moore's Brook, right on 44, right the brook that runs by House of Herbs and new Salisbury. No, it's not Salisbury Glen. Lionhead, I think it is now. The housing project.
Yes.
We call it Moore's Brook. I don't know whether they call it Moore's Brook. They change everything, so I can't keep up with them.
Yeah, that's where Penny and Frank live.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Right.
Any others?
Oh, there's so many that I know.
Don't hesitate.
Okay.
And terms of work experience, as you mentioned too, the one in Millerton, Hartford, have you had any other work experiences?
Yeah, well, when I was real young, I started out as a bus girl at Ragamon Inn for Joe Sharp and McLean, when they had it back in the, that's when the war days were. That's when I was younger.
What did you get paid at that?
Quarter an hour.
A quarter an hour.
Yeah, I got quarter an hour. And that was good pay for, and then they changed.
And was there tipping too, or just?
No.
Just the bus girl?
Once in a while, the girls would give you a quarter or something for helping them clear their tables or something. But bus girls aren't the, well, they call them bus boys in those days.
That was during the Second World War.
Yeah.
Do you recall, for instance, what bread cost at that time, or just
no,
to get an idea of what a quarter meant?
What
milk cost?
I could tell you, going to the movies, it was 10 cents.
10 cents for the movies, right.
A nickel for an ice cream cone.
Uh-huh, right. Okay. Just to get an idea of how much.
5 cents for a candy bar.
So that you were a bus girl, you worked in.
Yeah, and then then they changed the law where you had to have working papers.
Oh.
But they still let me work, because as long as I didn't say anything. Plus I looked 16. So then I went to the White Hart, and I worked there summers when I went to school. No, I worked as a waitress.
That's
there.
A waitress, huh?
And that was a, I think anything like that is so good for a person. I mean, you learn to cope with people, and I love people.
I get that feeling.
And I've always worked with the public as much as I could. And I worked at, when I was married, I worked to Lime Rock Lodge. And my husband had to tend to the children, so I used to walk home from Lime Rock Lodge. Can you imagine that, 11:30 at night, walking home after waiting on table all?
That's a good, what, 5-6 miles?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
And I used to walk home all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it now.
I couldn't do it now. But I mean,
I think I would do it.
You'd feel safe enough to do it, wouldn't you?
I'd feel safe enough, but
yeah.
I'm more scared of the world around me now than I was at those days.
Yeah, that's
I think that's true. That makes the difference.
Obviously, that's very true. Did you, you do volunteer work too, haven't you, in your...
Oh, yeah, I help with the Red Cross when they have their, if they need any help, they always call me. I do the envelopes and things like that. And I work down here in the library with Ginny Moskowitz, and I love that, doing genealogy. And the things she doesn't like to do, I love to do, so it works out very well. And the things she does, of course, is beyond me sometimes. And
Did you attend town hall meetings when you were growing up? No. Was there generally an interest on the part of, let's say, your family or others?
No, I wouldn't say there was. I went to them once or twice, and I didn't think that it made that much difference whether I went or not.
Uh-huh.
I had that feeling.
You got that feeling, right.
That the way I felt, it didn't make any difference.
Was your family...
And it's still that way. I still have that feeling.
Was your family and other families in the area religious? They going
to
church?
Oh yes, I think so, very much so, because this was your Sunday,
uh-huh.
And you started your day off by going to church,
uh-huh.
And then you'd come home from church and you'd have your dinner,
uh-huh.
or you always had company. You don't have company much anymore. Nobody has time to go see anybody. They're always busy doing something else. But we always had family, we always had company. Even mother, poor woman, she spent all her time in the kitchen. And then of course my brothers were ski jumpers. And Roy was a world champion from, he was in the Olympics.
I remember Bill mentioning that one day in a meeting of the oral history group here. I've forgotten Bill's last name. You know him, of course. He organized the ski, and he was talking about Roy one.
Roy, my brother George was, but he went to war and he never took it back up when he came home.
Are you acquainted with what apparently is known as the Screams of Ankrum or Ankrum Screams? Some kind of competition with...
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Okay. I don't know very much about them, but I was just trying to find out. Now, were there any, in terms of when you were growing up, you or Dee or other Anna or people, young people in the area, who were their heroes in American history? Were there any inspirations? Did they ever talk about people?
I don't think so. Like there is nowadays. I mean, now every child has one, I swear. But in those days, I don't think it was that knowledgeable about famous people.
Who'd you look up to in town? Were there any people in town you looked up to?
Oh, well, I used to love the elderly people. I used to go visit Mrs. Wanger, who lives where For the Birds is.
Oh, yes.
And I have two little glasses that she gave me. I still have them. I have them in my dollhouse room. And I used to go see her. She was a darling. And then Lois Warner, that lived down here where, I don't know who lives there now. They change houses so often lately. It's the second one next to Dr. Smith's.
Oh, yes. I know the house you mean.
And it had a porch on it. We used to sit on the porch. I love to rock.
Oh, yeah.
I still love to rock. And then there used to be, I can't remember her last name. She used to live next to the White Hart there in that little house that sort of decayed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Chappelle girl lives there now, married to somebody. Yeah, I know which one you mean. Yeah.
And she used to teach my sister and I to make chemical gardens.
Chemical gardens.
With coal. You take coal, you put ammonia on them, and they all crystallize, and the most gorgeous things you ever saw.
And that was part of the garden, decorative.
You put it in a bowl, and put coal in the bottom, and then you put your ammonia on top, and it would build up crystals.
Interesting. And that was for decorative purposes in the garden. Is that still done, or
I don't.
We don't
now,
see that
now. Now you can buy the kits.
Uh-huh.
Everything's in a kit nowadays.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. You mentioned that you have a dollhouse room.
Yeah, I have a dollhouse room.
Was that a popular kind of hobby?
I've always, I'll never grow up. I've always loved dolls.
You know who had the most beautiful dollhouse, and she was still working on it, was Estelle Staber.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my
gosh, and I knew her.
And she still was working on it, before she passed away. She kept adding to it, and she was putting a new roof on it.
You're always taking them apart. Mine's apart right now because I decided to put petitions in petitions were. I wanted a hallway, so mine's all apart, and I want to electrify it. But I have about $400 or $500.
Mm-hmm.
Some were mine that I kept when I was a kid.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Love dolls.
What major differences do you see in town now as compared to what it was like when you were growing up?
The most to me is that I can't walk down the street and say hello to many people. Where before, my husband used to get mad because I spent all my time talking. But now there's no, I think that's the most. And while I miss, the IGA used to be where the Connecticut Yankee is. And that was a nice grocery store. And then the Wrights had the, Mr. White was in the, he was a barber.
Where was he?
Al White, he was in where the flower shop is. And then it was a dry goods store where the bank is. And of course the drugstore has always been there, so I can't remember.
In other words, the Whitbecks were there when you were...
And before that was Beard or something. I have it in my history now. I can't remember everything. I wish I could.
What buildings, is the post office a new building or was there something?
Yes, that was a new building.
The Rand little building.
That was still there.
That was still there.
That was there. And of course, the academy. That's where my father went to school there, the academy.
Oh, that was the schoolhouse?
Yeah, that was the schoolhouse.
That's the
Rand,
where the Rand?
No, where the courthouse is.
Oh, that's called the academy.
Yeah.
And that was,
it used to be,
and that, and that was a school.
That was a school. Then later on, when I was older, it was American Legion Hall. Then they were going to tear it down, and Mr. Hamilton saved that and made it into what it is today, which is a lovely building.
And on the other side of the street?
The other side of the street were...
The Bushnell Tavern.
The Bushnell Tavern.
The Town Hall.
And then the Town Hall. And then next was the house that was up and back. Was down in front, had a porch all the way around it, and that was Warner's, a different Warner. And they donated the land for the
You mean where the memorial is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't think of
it. Yeah, right.
They donated that land. We found the deed to it here somewhere.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody knows it's around.
Probably.
Yeah. And most of it's the same. I mean,
in other words, those stores, that line of stores, Trotters and so on, that was all there?
Yeah, Trotters wasn't there. Of course, the house was down there, and they moved the house up and back when Trotter built that. And but then Kimberly's had their grocery store there.
Oh, so you had an IGA on one side, and you had the Kimberly's
on the other side. And a liquor store was in the middle, or on this end, and the grocery store was on this end, which went in and then it went around. And that was, and had a gas station in front.
There was a gas station
here. Two gas pumps in front. You imagine that nowadays? Lord, you'd be
but
blowing
that, that's
up.
That's quite a different kind of scene, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes.
When you look, you visualize that street, you know, the route there. St. John's, of course, was there.
Was
the Ragamont
there.
Was there.
The Ragamont hasn't
the
changed. And the other little houses were all about the same. And on this side, that was a... up and back was a garage, but they turned it into a two-family house. But you don't notice that too much because the characteristic is still nice and appealing to the eye. So. And then the little house on the corner. And then the next house, which was Grace Stanton's, so they built that next to the garage where the ambulance garage. But there's been additions and things, but basically as I look up the road, even on 44, houses haven't really changed that much. There was where young Donnie Reed lives now, there was an old house that was in front of that, and they ripped it down when they built that one. But otherwise, and but I can't see where. Mm-hmm. And I have home a list of that I made to try to remember where the houses, who lived in them when I was young.
Uh-huh.
But they said I did it wrong because I went from here to across the street where I should have gone up one and then come down. And I said, well, that's easy to remedy.
Can correct that. Let me see. Did you make use of the library when you were young people?
Yes, we used to come in here. They had the glass floors.
And they had glass floors?
Yeah. Upstairs. You walked upstairs and there was, we loved those glass floors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we
What did you read? What did you take out of the
library? I can't even remember.
Any magazines?
No, no magazines. I don't even remember magazines being here then.
What books you took out?
Yeah.
You remember any authors or any titles?
No, no. I'm sorry.
Was there a newspaper in town?
There was always the Lakeville Journal.
The Lakeville Journal was already, as you were growing up, the Lakeville Journal was there, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, are there any other differences that you can, you know, then and now kind of thing?
No, mostly your houses, what happened is those that had porches, they took the porches off.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, all houses were white in those days, unless they were shingled. And then they were brown.
White was customary.
Yes, I mean, you just never...
Everybody painted.
Oh, I can remember one thing, though. On 44, where Pat Ongley lives now, her grandfather, George... Parsons used to live, and his wife was named Bedelia. We used to call her Aunt Bird. And they lived there, and they had, he used to sell fireworks out in front of his house. Every year he'd set up tables like this and have them full of fireworks. Of course, that was, and then they changed the law where you couldn't sell them anymore.
Right.
But I used to be so afraid of fireworks.
Well,
I stayed in the house all the time then.
You didn't celebrate July 4th?
No, they used to torment the daylights out of me, my brothers and all the kids.
Uh-huh.
I hated them. I still do.
When you were growing up, were there bathrooms in the house or were there outhouses?
When we lived down in Salisbury, there were outhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on Conklin Street.
Mm-hmm.
But when we moved... we moved into what was Tessie and Jim Melvin's house, which used to be the carriage house to Warner's, Bushnell Tavern over here. And they turned it into a house. So when we moved up there, then we had inside.
What did you do on Halloween?
Oh, my goodness. When Halloween, my mother would dress us all up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And anything we had, we never had a bought costume because I don't think they even made them in those days. But she used to take old clothes and rig us all up, and oh gosh, we had a marvelous time. And
did you soak windows?
No.
Nothing like that.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I never. I was never a destructive child.
Uh-huh.
No. I don't think
was there much of that at all?
Yeah, the older boys, the teenagers, yeah. They did their things. In fact, one morning we came down through to go to school, and there was a wagon up on top of the town hall.
There was a wagon on top of the
town hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Fitton and John Decker, and I can't, probably Harrison Lampson. Christmas was always special. It still is.
What'd you do on Christmas?
We had the Christmas. Of course, I believed in Santa Claus until I was 55, I think.
Was he good to you?
He certainly was. The best in the world. He always brought me a doll. Even to this day, I get a doll for Christmas. One way or another. And, but mother, and you can imagine with all those children. And we used to hang our stockings up.
Right.
And also Smithers, Mrs. Smithers, Ginger Gilman's mother, used to always invite us down to her house, and she had a tree that was real candles on it.
Oh.
And we used to go down there and sing, and she had a little present for each one of us children, and we have a little party afterwards. And the same with Reverend Reed, later on in years, when Mrs. Smithers didn't do it any longer. Reverend Reed used to have us up there to his
which
house.
Which church was he, the congregation?
He was congregational. And he would have a little gift for each of us children, and then we'd have our cookies and punch.
So there was a great friendliness and a
gosh,
great community.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Christmas was, it's funny, I've let it flow over to my children too, and they're just as enthusiastic about it as I am. Except Tom, I think Tom has to get married to him.
And this kind of friendliness and community spirit, was that
always,
year around?
Always.
Always. Were
always.
There any squabbles, any fights?
I never
any?
Can remember.
Uh-huh.
You might have found it more down on Factory Street with the Raggy Raggies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But in general.
But in general, we never, well, we all had a good time. We all enjoyed everybody, and everybody enjoyed us as far as I could see.
So that the kind of division that
yeah.
exists today was unknown then.
Oh, unknown.
Now Lakeville, of course, got tourists and
yes,
that. But
yeah.
Salisbury.
But you know, I was saying to Ginny, like I said, you know, when I was growing up, I knew Salisbury, but I didn't know Lakeville.
It was too far away.
You know, it truly it was.
Sure.
You didn't know the children that much. You didn't even get, I mean, you went to school with them, but basically your friends were the ones that lived around you.
Well, when you say you knew Salisbury, did that include Taconic and Lime Rock? Just
no,
specifically
just Salisbury in general. Because, you know, we never went in the car and went for a ride like you do nowadays.
Right.
Or you don't do it so much nowadays, but 10 years back it did.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then you learned all about what was going on. And that's why I said each town should have a person describe what the town is like that they grew up in,
sure.
Because the guy next door didn't know what was going on.
What would you, what kind of advice would you give to young people growing up in Salisbury today?
Oh, I would say to enjoy it. I mean, you've got a wealth of history here. And so many don't know that there's a wealth of history right in this room that we're talking in.
Right. Well, there certainly is.
And that there's people who's willing to help and stay away from drugs. God.
Do you sense that that's a problem in town?
Not so much. But you know, I can't really tell. And as Ginny says, you're so naive. And
I don't see it. I know at the schools.
Well, the schools you have it,
yeah.
But you know, you pray that, I don't know, the way I brought mine up, but of course Tom was in when drugs were, really.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, Lord's name, that anybody's going to ever come about it. I really don't. But I tell children to enjoy themselves and don't settle down for a long time. Go out and enjoy yourself. See the world. I mean, there isn't anything you can't do nowadays. It's right at your fingertips.
It's certainly much easier.
Oh, it is. And it's so open.
What else would you add? What are some of the other things you would add?
Well, on Sundays, we were talking before about Sundays, and we'd go to church, and then once in a while, Daddy would take us down to West Point to watch the cadets march, and we would have a picnic lunch. And this was even, you know, when I was older. that we did this. And that's another thing that's a shame. We don't do things like that anymore. But traveling is. And I don't know.
Now, you have, of course, a special interest in Tom Paine. Do you find that young people have any relationship to American Revolutionary history?
No. No, I don't think so.
See no not signs
even,
of it?
No. The only thing you hear about is Vietnam. Mm-hmm. That's all you hear. And it's a shame that it's that way because they're, you know, all wars are the same, basically. They're all senseless. Yes, they're all senseless. And there's no rhyme or reason to them, but I wasn't too happy that my son went, especially to Vietnam, but I think more because it was over there in the Orient, and I can remember what the Japanese did to our boys in the because Germany was bad, but I think that was even more wicked.
Well, I agree with you. All wars are senseless.
They are senseless. Nobody wins.
They never solve anything. Let me just take a quick look here. Is there anything else that you have in mind, Lois, that we haven't covered?
I think
I just have to